FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm Agent Pete Euler is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVUE News Time 8:21. That makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us this morning Mark Brown, who is Emporia State Physics Instructor and also Peterson Planetarium Director.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Chuck, how are you?
Hey, we're doing all right. How are things in or out of the office right now?
We're doing well, and we are gearing up for summer quite quickly as we start into the month of June.
What does that mean for you, say, aside from the planetarium? We're going to be talking about the schedule here in just a little bit, but what does that mean for you maybe when it comes to summer science projects at Emporia State or at least sponsored by Emporia State?
Well, we are going to be entertaining a number of summer camps starting in June. So there will be a number of groups coming to us, and we'll be entertaining them through space science activities as well as planetarium programs and just having a lot of fun talking about space science and space camps.
It's been quite the spring already here for space-related matters. Obviously, the recent aurora, I think, highlights that list. What was your takeaway here from what we saw and really the potential for the aurora that developed here that one night?
That was incredible on the evening of May 10th. I mean, we had a spectacular aurora display encompassing 360 degrees across our sky from north to south, and just spectacular to be able to see that. And what's really interesting is that this sunspot that created all that activity has now made its return, made a two-week passage on the far side of the sun, and is now returned on the limb of the sun. So we'll see. It is degraded, but it's still quite active right now.
So does that lead to something? Is there another celestial event like this Friday night? If we were able to see something up there, as far as the moon and Saturn.
Well, we do have this celestial event, this gathering. I've been getting some emails about this planetary gathering with Jupiter, Mercury, the Moon, Mars, and Saturn, as well as Uranus and Neptune. That's supposed to happen really on where people see it on June 3rd, on Monday.
Okay.
But it's really going to be difficult for us to be able to see it from our latitude. It's just because we are getting into those summer months. The sun rises earlier. So really, Jupiter and Mercury are kind of going to be washed out in the glow of sunrise when we look at it. But for sure, you'll be able to see Mars, the Moon, and Saturn in our southeastern sky in the morning hours.
Well, let's backtrack a little bit. And, we know that you were traveling during the eclipse. How was your experience? You were in Indiana, correct?
I was in Indianapolis, yes. And we had a great showing there. We did get some temperature data back. We are still looking at that. We're going to send that off to the company who will look at that, but we did see a decrease, of course, in the light intensity, not only from here in Emporia, but also from our instruments that we were taking in Texas. Unfortunately, my data from Indianapolis didn't turn out too well, but we did see a decrease in ultraviolet light radiation, so we are looking at those curves, and we'll be sending off that data once we compile that.
Why is the study here, say, of that specific type of data here, say, through the eclipse or maybe some of the sunspot data from the aurora, why is that important here going forward for folks that are out of the science realm or just basically, you know, you could call them, quote, the common man, the common woman?
Well, I mean, it really has nothing to do with sunspot activity or anything like that, but it's just really neat to be able to capture data, to compare that data across the spectrum of the United States to see if people with the same instruments to be able to see that decrease in not only light intensity but also ultraviolet radiation. And it also gives us a better understanding that we can bring to the public that, look, you know, eclipses are safe. If you are in totality, you can safely look at it. It's not a harmful thing to look to be able to look at a fully eclipsed sun. And by doing so, It's just a great learning opportunity to bring to the public that these things are safe. I mean, you just have to do it safely if you're not in totality.
And Peterson Planetarium Director on the campus of Emporia State, Mark Brown, with us here on our second Newsmaker of the Morning, Newsmaker 2 here at KVOE. It's 825, 66 degrees here on a Wednesday morning. Well, Mark, let's talk about some of the work that's been done at the planetarium. You've had some stuff that's been taken care of here the past year, so what's been going on there?
So, yes, we did have an incident last summer. We are pretty much all cleaned up and fully operational. And we actually received some grant money from the Kansas Space Grant Consortium. It was a NASA space grant, and I was able to put in for that money. And we are acquiring some new planetarium programs coming up. So in the process of getting those, we have some shows that are somewhat dated, as well as their licenses are expiring. So we wanted to try to update those programs, and hopefully by the end of summer, we will start those up in the fall.
Kind of brings up an interesting point here, Mark, because I think, you know, people who have, you know, gone to a planetarium show, they don't realize that much like it sounds like with marching band or with theater, you've got to get the licensing side of things taken care of. And, you know, that's one thing that people, I think, often miss when it comes to shows like this.
Right. And because we are a nonprofit, you know, it's one of those things where we have to keep up on those licenses. There are some legal issues that we have to adhere to when we get these with these new programs or any type of program. So when people come to the planetarium, we try to keep our planetarium open and free to the public, and we are strictly operating on donations. And so when they come to the planetarium, you know, I have to be up to speed on some of these celestial events that's going on in the night sky. I try to give them a very nice night sky representation over Emporia, the skies over Emporia, and then they're treated to these spectacular planetarium all-dome features that we have on hand.
Yeah, what do people see when they go into the planetarium specifically, Mark? What kind of production opportunities are there?
Well, when they come to the planetarium, we usually have, you know, it's kind of like when you go into a movie theater. You've got your scrolling trivia. You can sit in the planetarium, and as people come into the planetarium, we have some scrolling trivia on our dome, and then we give a little introduction, and then we bring down the lights, and we just take people outside the city limits of Emporia, you know, to a very crisp, clear night sky as what they would see right after sunset, and talk about the different constellations and things that are going on in the sky, the different planets and the gatherings that we see. And we, you know, we have actually a bright nova that's supposed to occur between now and September. So we're awaiting that, and we can talk about that in the planetarium. We also have a bright comet that could possibly grace our skies in October. It's called Comet Tuschinson, and right now it was discovered back in January of 2023. So we'll be talking about that comet, and it's currently visible with a large telescope, amateur-sized telescope in the southern sky. So we'll be waiting to see how bright that will get. And some estimates say that this comet could rival Comet Neowise in 2020 and become as bright as Venus in our western sky in October.
Wow. I have to ask here, Mark, what programs do you see that will probably be retired and which new ones will be coming in? Or is this a case of stay tuned? We'll have details here for you shortly.
Basically, it's going to be stay tuned for the details as we go through the list of shows that we have. But when I talk about these shows, you know, when we have to look at our budget that we have, and we have to purchase these shows and then figure out what how much of a license that we are going to acquire. And again, we have some programs that deal with the space shuttle program. And, of course, the space shuttle has been retired since 2011, so we kind of have to kind of phase out those programs because they're just not as relevant as they were, say, like 10 years ago when they first came out. So these are just programs we have to look at and try to keep up to date with what's going on in the celestial sky.
Mark Brown, again, Peterson Planetarium Director, joining us here on KVOE. One other thing I wanted to ask you, Mark, here is kind of about the community engagement side here for the planetarium, because you have the shows. I think they're going to be hitting regular schedule here soon. So what is the schedule here for your shows? And I guess maybe on top of that, just kind of the reminder that if you get there early, because space is pretty limited.
Yes, so we can hold up to 34 people. So in June, we will be showing our public programs on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. And so on June 5th, June 12th, and the 19th, we will be showing a program called Chronicle of a Journey to Earth. And this is about traveling to Earth, our unique planet. So imagine yourself as this interstellar traveler coming from the far depths of our solar system. And as we approach our solar system, we pass through what we call the Kuiper Belt, and we talk about the outer planets as well as the inner planets in this 360 all-dome presentation. And then in July, we have a program called Cosmic Colors. It's also on Wednesdays at 2 p.m., our public shows. I believe those are on July 3rd, the 10th, the 24th, and the 31st. And so that's called Cosmic Colors, and we take a journey along the spectrum, the colors of the rainbow. And so we talk about why the sky is blue, why Mars is red, why we have the chlorophyll in plants, and why plants are green. And so we talk about not only the visible aspects in this program above of the spectrum, but also the invisible portions, the infrared light as well as ultraviolet light and so forth. So people get an introduction to the spectrum and the various levels of radiation that we see and we don't see.
Mark, good stuff here. Is there anything else that we've missed here that you wanted to highlight here for us this morning?
Well, we are, you know, looking to get, you know, with the summer months, it's kind of hard to have our night sky viewings that we'd like to, just because the sun sets so late and people trying to venture out at 9:30, 10 o'clock to be able to get a view of the night sky. But we are going to team up with the Prophet Aquatic Research Outreach Center, PAROC, with Alex Gentry on July 13th. She's going to be holding a program called Nocturnal Creatures, but we're going to also have our telescopes out there. And we'll be pointed to the moon, and we'll treat people to some views of the moon. We'll talk about why the moon is so important to our nocturnal creatures. And then coming up in the fall, we hope to possibly team up with Tallgrass Prairie to be able to do a night sky program out there for them, as well as on September 14th, International Observe the Moon Night, also will be held at PAROC.
Well, that should be fascinating, boy, to get out in the Flint Hills and... It is just stunning out there, not only what you see, but what you hear as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that should be fascinating. Well, Mark, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Mark Brown, Peterson Planetarium Director, Emporia State University. Plenty going to be going on.
Absolutely.
At the planetarium, Chuck.
Yeah. Don't forget, too, that as we look at things for tomorrow, we have a Newsmaker 2 segment as well. Bobby Thompson will be discussing the Flint Hills Ultra Gravel Race, which is ongoing. So that'll be coming up 8:20 tomorrow morning right here on KVOE.
And a Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It is 8:33. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The airstrikes intensifying in...